Portland. Welcome to the 5:33. These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Scorned wife reveals she ate dead husband's ashes.
Scorned wife?
Yes. Her name is Jessica Waite. She is a writer and recently lost her husband. Okay. While getting on their computer, hit the browser history, found out that her husband was kind of addicted to porn, was cheating on her, and was also paying for high-priced escorts.
Oh!
In order to cope, she put this in the paper as an essayist, right? But then also revealed the only way that she could deal with the trauma was to write a guide called A Widow's Guide to Dead Bastards, and she says she ate his ashes to get revenge.
Wow. People cope in mysterious ways. Well, it sounds like she honored his life by swallowing him one last time.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Idaho state senator tells Native American candidate, go back where you came from at a forum. Tensions were rising when Republican Senator Dan Foreman left an event early after an outburst where he stated, hey, go back to where you came from, when he was talking to Trish Carter Goodhart, the Democratic candidate for the House District 6 seat. So I'll get it out of my mouth.
Told a Native American
to go back. Yes, she did. Yes, he did.
She was like, bro, I can't. You're standing where I came from. Move over. And I will.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Burglar hung out washing and cooked meal for his victim. A woman discovered her house had been broken into by a burglar who hung out her washing, put away her shopping, and cooked her a meal on the stove. His name is Damian Wojnarowicz. I'm just kind of doing the best I can. Jailed for 22 months. He literally did all of those things. And when she came home, she goes, I still don't feel safe in my house.
Yeah, well, I mean, even worse, he stole the victim's car, washed it, and returned it with a full tank.